transmission.
Six five two, 652. Set your reels for 652. The current time is actually 19:30 UTC, and that's a mighty fine time to start something like the Dubious Goals Committee. Right, so let's do that. How do we start a dubious goals committee? Well, it's pretty simple, really. We drink some Dahong Pao. It's mighty delicious. I do love to drink tea, especially Dahong Pao. Who am I, you might ask? Well, you know who I am. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I should probably tell you that my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And yes, this is how the show normally starts. You're welcome. Another feature that we go to right at the beginning of the show is we consult the numbers lady. Yes, we need some randomly generated numbers, and the best person for that is numbers lady, who is reporting from the war zone once again today. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady, and numbers lady cougar. Is that a new thing? Is that going to become a thing? Oh my god, I hope not. Right, so then after we do the numbers and numbers lady and the numbers lady cougar, we have to apply for a permit to start some kind of kitty business. And we need to get a building permit. We need to get a building permit to build the kitty business pit, and then we get it ready. Okay, jump in. Pippa has arrived, and for the benefit of all the new listeners out there, Pippa is my cat and the sergeant at arms of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hi, and she is now in the kitty business pit, getting ready to transact some kitty business. She's spinning around a couple times. Oh, she's sitting down, and she's looking at the TV, but there's nothing on the TV, so that means she wants to see if there's any football on. So we're gonna change to the football channel. And what do we got? We got Sky Sports News, and then we have the pregame show. And yay, okay, we've got a game, but the game doesn't start for another hour and 10 minutes. And then, yeah, then we got a late game too. Sweet, we got two games today. We got two football games today. Watched Pippin. What do you think about that? You think you are fluffy? I think you are fluffy too. Oh my god, we had to spend a lot of time last night under the brush, because somebody is so damn fluffy, and all the fluff is fluffing up everywhere into the fluff zone and into my face, and that's why there's so much kitty fluff. Yeah, so we went crazy. We went crazy with the kitty brush last night. We had a fun time. All right, so what else should I be checking now that I've got the TV on? I'm just going to zip through the movie channels, and I see nothing interesting or worth a damn. And so we got to go to TCM. What old movies are on today that I will find fascinating and need to watch? Okay, we got some Capra. We've got Robert Culp and Jane Fonda. Oh, all right. Okay, here's a good one. At Midnight, we've got His Girl Friday. Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell. Always fun. And, My Fair Lady's on tonight. Audrey. And then, No. We got all kinds of weird crap on today. Strangers on a Train, Tea and Sympathy. Why am I even still looking at this? Nobody cares. Right, Pippa? Do you care? Wait, what day is this? Is this Friday? Do I need to be checking to see if I've got any footy on? No, today's like Wednesday, right? Yeah. All right, so no footy. That's okay. That's okay. Me and Pippa are thinking about going to Australia. You want to go to Australia? You want to go to Australia and see all those wacky animals? So many wacky animals down in Australia. Pippa says, yeah, and lots of birds. Lots of birds we can eat. I don't know, dude. Those birds down there in Australia are pretty weird. Everything in Australia, all those animals are pretty wacky. I don't think you want to eat those birds. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want to take... What is that damn thing called? I want to take my cat to New Zealand. New Zealand, I've been in love with New Zealand since I was a very young child. And recently I've learned... this has been within the last few years. Recently I've learned that New Zealand is home to one of the strangest birds, at least strange to me, and I think it's hilarious. Yeah, there's lots of great birds in New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand, known for its flightless birds such as the kiwi, where they get their name, they also have something even better than a kiwi. What is better than a kiwi, you might ask? What is that damn bird called? Now I can't remember what it's called. I want to say kakapo. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about? This is this flightless parrot. Yeah, it's this big, big parrot that doesn't fly. It's a walking parrot, although it sort of runs. It sort of lopes as it runs through the along the trails through the forest. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen, and it's green, and he's got cool eyes, and they're pretty big. What did that... I was watching something. For some reason, 8 kilograms sticks in my head. That is big for a bird. 8 kilograms. Oh, sorry for my intelligence-impaired American friends. That would be, let's just call it 20 pounds. This is a 20-pound parrot. This is a 20-pound parrot running through the forests of New Zealand. Oh my god. Check YouTube after the show is over. After we're done with this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. Get on YouTube or some anything. Just computer kakapo. KAKAPO. And you will laugh. This is the coolest bird ever. They're so funny. They're so stalkery. Yeah, they don't fly, but they like to climb trees. So that's, pretty entertaining for me. If you like to watch birds climb trees. As a matter of fact, I should probably watch some of that today. Because watching those crazy parrots running around never fails to crack me up. So let's drink some more tea. I like to drink tea. Oh, it's so good. Don't you think so, Pippa? No, Pippa doesn't drink tea. So I think it might be fun if we take my cat to New Zealand so she can chase some of these giant Yeah, look at your face. You would never do it. So that she could chase some of these giant parrots around on the ground. No, but I don't think she would. I've seen cats around larger birds like turkeys and stuff, and they tend not to hassle them. As well you would think, you know, because a turkey is a big bird. And they got big, big claws. And they might take you apart. You want to mess with the turkeys? No. Pippa says, no, I do not want to mess with the turkeys. Oh, New Zealand, land of wonder and giant flightless birds. Oh, and what do they eat? They eat something weird. What was it? There's a specific berry on a particular tree that they got to climb up and eat. It's their favorite thing. You know, that's what I'm going to do today. Later today, after I get all of this dubious goals committee business finished, I'm going to look up some more of these videos about these crazy birds and learn more about them. Like what they eat. I wonder what they eat, Pippa. What do you think those big parrots eat? I wonder if they like to eat fruit.
Banana.
Is that a fruit?
Banana.
Oh, everybody knows the banana is just a mangosteen.
Banana.
Yeah, what about plantains? Huh? Oh, okay, Pippa is wandering away. This is good. Because that was starting to hurt my hip. Okay, I'm gonna move over here, roll, and yeah, okay. I think I'm good. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, has anybody seen Ghost Bear? Is Ghost Bear here? Oh my God! Now we gotta take attendance. All right, fine. All right.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh yeah, here's Brenda. She's here. But what about the funding? Can we get somebody to approve this funding for Brenda?
Funded.
Thank you.
Present. Astronomic kit.
Yeah.
Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
God damn, where the hell's Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
Yeah, tardy again. Oh, what? No! Oh my God! He got loose! The ghost bear! Oh, the humanity!
Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all.
Oh, I guess ghost bear is here after all. A lot of people keep wondering about this ghost bear business. They keep asking me what it's all about.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Enough of this. I've wasted enough time so far. I think it's time to get into some music. So what are we going to do? How about the Pillows with Little Busters? I love the Pillows. Oh, come on, just play already. The digital revolution sucks. You press start, you flip switch, nothing really happens. Okay, finally.
Ways I can't think of the future. Maybe kiss the knees of masters. Chest away devils and little rastas. Hell yeah. Ways I can't think of the future. Maybe kiss the knees of masters. Chest away devils and little rastas. Hell yeah.
that's the Pillows. Such a great band. I feel like they're very underrated. Is it just me? But that was their song, Little Busters, that you should recognize if you have ever seen the extraordinarily amazing and very important anime known as Furikuri. Oh my god. And of course I refer to the original Furikuri, not the either of the two new ones that were made last year or 2 years ago or whenever, although they were pretty good. I need to see those again. I really do.
Oh, but where? It's not like they're online. You can't stream them anywhere. They're not on YouTube. What's the trick? How am I going to do it? Where am I going to find the new series of Furikuri?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, stop keeping all of your secrets from me, Mr. Lee. Jeez. All I want is some information. Information and a Pepsi.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me, they build them inside. It's gotta be a suicide, so come and bring what's left inside. You will not have anything, I'll bring what you can see away. I'm not crazy, here's the desire. You're the one that's crazy, here's the desire. You're driving me crazy, here's the desire. They take me in an institution, said it was the only solution to give me the professor. I'll protect you from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. I go, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with the sleeves. Not really back to see her sleeves. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good deal, crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the desire. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the desire. You're trying to be crazy. I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to people, I'm crazy. Leave me suffering in my face. By the time they think my head, better leave, I'll be dead.
Doesn't matter, I'm probably gonna get hit by a car anyway.
It doesn't matter. I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Oh, that was the classic Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies. Haven't heard that one in a while. Oh, so classic. Oh, but you know, after hearing that song, you have to ask yourself,
you got girlfriend, Vietnam?
And you can't have Vietnam without Creedence Clearwater Revival, especially the song Fortunate Son. Fortunate Son has to be in every Vietnam movie. So let's listen to it now, as performed on the Flopatron. Yeah, and some people think 8-bit is cool, low-tech sounding music. No, oh, that was Fortunate Son on the Flopatron, and if you want more information on the Flopatron, try flopatron.com or look up the Pavel Zadrozniak channel on YouTube or just search for Flopatron. You're gonna find it. I'm not responsible for it. God, that's so cool. I can't stand it. It's so funny. Oh, and speaking of things that you can't stand. Okay. You're welcome. And now we need to have our brains scrubbed of that. So, yeah. I guess we have no choice but to go to something like, I don't know, ZZ Top? With, I don't know, let's go with I Gots to Get Paid.
Lighters on my dresser, and yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, and yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks. Gonna bring
at the bank with a 25 moon. About to rip the suits with 25 flows. I got 25 lighters, well, don't you know? 25 fly diamonds in my ring. 25 12s in the trunks to bang.
Oh, Lord.
Making moves, making 25 mil. Gonna knock off a big time 99 Seville. Come on. 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser.
You know I got to get paid.
Climbing by 25 doors. Representing for the doors and holding 25 more. It's easy done, put 25 out the door. Hitting the hard, we're gonna do until 25 shows. 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. You know I got to get paid. Lighters on my dresser, dresser. Yes, sir.
Oh, I do gots to get paid, and what I really need to do is pay more attention to the time, because I had no idea that this show was about to end. So let me just say that you've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, 1930, every day. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.